The industrial sector of Pakistan, once the backbone of the nation's economy, represents untapped potential that could drive economic growth, create jobs and enhance global competitiveness. It is high time to focus on it. With strategic interventions focused on small and medium enterprises, SMEs, the light engineering sector and agro-industrial opportunities, Pakistan can optimize its industrial output and improve economic resilience. SMEs constitute over 90% of Pakistan's enterprises and contribute significantly to the gross domestic product, GDP, and employment. Yet, they often struggle due to the lack of resources, technology and infrastructure. Harnessing the potential of SMEs requires a multidimensional approach. One of the primary barriers to SMEs is the limited access to financial resources. The government and financial institutions should enhance the availability of microfinance programs and loans tailored for the SMEs, develop collateral-free loan schemes and guarantee funds for risk sharing, simplify the application processes for funding and improve awareness of financing options. Training programs to build entrepreneurial and technical skills are essential. The government can establish SME training centers for capacity building and management, production and marketing and partner with international organizations for expertise exchange and innovation-driven workshops. Technological advancement can help the SMEs compete in the global market. Initiatives could include subsidized access to machinery and equipment for modernization and creation of technology clusters where the SMEs can share resources. Simplified regulations encourage growth. Steps include streamlining registration and compliance processes and implementing tax reforms to reduce the burden on small businesses. The light engineering sector holds immense potential for manufacturing value-added products such as automotive parts, electrical goods and machinery. This sector is crucial for export growth and domestic industrialization. A robust infrastructure can foster innovation and production. Strategies to consider include establishing specialized industrial estates and parks for light engineering industries and ensuring reliable energy supplies and transportation networks to reduce operational costs. Investing in R&D can drive product innovation and quality improvement. The government could offer grants and incentives for industry-led R&D and develop partnerships between universities and industries for collaborative projects. Expanding exports can boost sectoral growth. This entails supporting participation in international trade fairs and exhibitions and providing guidance on compliance with international standards and certifications. Technical training programs are essential for workforce readiness.